Nolte, Oxio Sleek Fitting Docs Another Anti-Trump Nothing Burger. By John Nolte on June 24, 2019. The far-left Oxios got its hands on leaked documents used by the Trump transition team to vet prospective hires for various positions. And what we have here is yet another nothing burger being fake-newsed into a phony bombshell. Below is what Oxios, which is co-founded by the far-left Politico's Jim VandeHei and Mike Allen, described as its highlights. Stand back, you all. Try not to get the bombshells all over you. Tom Price, criticisms of management ability and dysfunction and division has haunted Price's leadership of the House Budget Committee. Hired as Health and Human Services Secretary, 2017. Mick Mulvaney, said that Trump is not a very good person, Trump's current acting chief of staff. Scott Pruitt, allegations of coziness with big energy companies. Hired as EPA Administrator, 2017 to 2018. Rudy Giuliani, foreign entanglements. Never hired as Secretary of State, worked as Trump's attorney during the media's Russia collusion hoax, which Oxios bought into wholesale and furthered. General David Petraeus, opposed to torture, never hired. Rex Tillerson, Russia ties go deep, hired as Secretary of State, 2017. Laura Ingraham, said people should wear diapers instead of sharing bathrooms with transgender people, never hired. Chris Kobach, white supremacy, never hired. Gary Cohn, abrasive, curt, and intimidating style, and he would sometimes hike up one leg and plant his foot on a trader's desk, his thigh close to the employee's face, and ask how markets were doing. Hired as economic advisor, 2017, early 2018. Nikki Haley, said Trump is what we teach our kids not to do in kindergarten. Hired as UN ambassador, 2017 to 2018. Ryan Zinke, said Trump is undefendable. Hired as Interior Secretary, 2017 to 2018. Rick Perry, described Trumpism as a toxic mix of demagoguery, mean-spiritedness, and nonsense that will lead the Republican Party to perdition, Trump's current energy secretary. While no one is arguing the release of these documents and the leak itself are not news, of course this is news. The problem is Oxios fake-newsing the story into something it is not. Which is yon one more example of chaotic and stupid orange man bad. Here's the Oxios Why It Matters spin, the massive trove. And the story behind it, sheds light on the slapdash way President Trump filled his cabinet and administration. And foreshadowed future scandals that beset his government. Yeah, except, no, it doesn't. To begin with, one thing we learned is that Trump is big enough to hire those who publicly criticize him. Including Perry, Haley, and his own current acting chief of staff. Finally, Oxios spins its entire story in a deliberately dishonest way that leads you to believe this is all unprecedented. Because never before in the history of the vetting process has a president ever hired someone with a red flag. I can't decide if that premise is as stupid as it is dishonest or as dishonest as it is stupid. You know, all I'm asking for is one freaking adult in the establishment media to just once offer up a little context. Just one mature person who says, hey, this is a pretty good story. Informative. Well done. Let's not overplay it, though. Let's not turn it up 11. Let's not spread fake news by omitting crucial context, but this is good stuff. I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that anywhere from 80 to 100% of the vetting files that have landed on the desk of American presidents have come with red flags, and I'm going to further guess that 80 to 100% of people eventually hired by presidents had red flags in their files. What's more, I'm going to go ahead and guess that Hillary Clinton's file landed on Barack Obama's desk wrapped in a red flag. But she still became Secretary of State, and lo and behold, a secret server in Benghazi. Oh, and here's how DC's most wired reporter, Mr. Mike Allen, covers the Clintons. Eric Holder's vetting also had to come wrapped in a red flag. But this one probably had a hammer and sickle on it. Hey, this is how the world works. We all have red flags in our files, and no president can afford to throw out the good in search of the perfect. If Oxios wants to strut around because some disgruntled loser chose Oxios to do his or her dirty work, fine. And again, there is a story here, but it is certainly not the one Oxios, a site that has never once come close to living up to its swagger, is trying to peddle. Selling a 3.5 story into an 11 is not journalism, it's partisan hucksterism. This has been today's episode of Democrats Sure Got It Good. P.S. I do want to credit Axios for not disclosing personal information contained in these files. Not just phone numbers and addresses, but what sounds like personal issues, rumors, and the like. However, I reserve the right to revoke this credit if Axios slips this garbage to another outlet to publish. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.